Anna arrives at the orchard with the intention to abjure social life, de-verbalize her experience, and adjust her consciousness to the rhythms of the trees. She succeeds for a time, until the arrival of her old friend Jan, nomadic and lively, and at work on a book about the painter Charles Birchfield. Alarmed by her isolation and declining health, he tries to get her painting again, while Anna is determined to show him the orchard as she sees it. As the harvest approaches, the outside world descends in the form of pickers, contractors, neighbors, and pomologists. Anna realizes that the only way back to her idyllic life is to turn a profit. It becomes an obsession, much like her former, in the way it consumes her, the way an apple oxidizes might rot. This is Pat Muir. Please join me for Austin Wohler's Hothouse Bloom.